governance reforms, athlete welfare measures, and promotion of transparency in administration came up for deliberation as Sports Minister Mansukh Mandavia chaired a consultation meeting with stakeholders on the draft National Sports Governance Bill 2024 here on Thursday. Present in the meeting were Indian Olympic Association, IOA, President P.T. Usha, representatives from National Sports Federations, NSFs, and National Sports Promotion Organizations, NSPOs. The draft National Sports Governance Bill 2024 bill is a milestone in our mission to build a robust and transparent sports governance structure in India that aligns with international standards, including the Olympic and Paralympic Charter. The active involvement of various stakeholders and public is crucial for shaping policies that reflect the aspirations of our sports community, Mandavia said. By empowering athlete-centric federations, introducing the Safe Sports Policy, and establishing an appellate sports tribunal, we are building a robust framework that not only elevates our athletes but also strengthens India's position on the global sports stage. The consultation saw active participation from representatives of various NSFs, NSPOs and IOA who shared their perspectives on the proposed reforms such as relaxation in the age and tenure cap for the administrators, athlete welfare measures, and transparency in administration. The discussions also focused on key issues such as safeguarding athletes' rights, streamlining the functioning of sports bodies, and enhancing India's global sports standing. A statement from the Sports Ministry said, according to a source inside the meeting, all NSFs appreciated the government's proposal on age and tenure relaxation in the new bill. The minister said it's a proactive and good step from our side to work in close coordination with all for the good of Indian sports, the source told PTI. According to the proposed draft bill, the office bearers of NSFs, including President, Secretary General and Treasurer can continue in their posts even after crossing the age of 70 if they have not completed their tenures. Mandavia assured the stakeholders that their inputs would be carefully considered in refining the draft bill. The ministry statement, however, did not share the suggestions offered by the various stakeholders. All India Football Federation Federation, AIFF, President Kalyan Chaubey lauded the government's effort and said the new Sports Governance Bill 2024 will improve the development of sports in the country from grassroots to the elite level. The introduction of National Sports Governance Bill 2024 is a historic occasion that will give a new life and directive to Indian sports. It also opens a new path of transformation. We expect that this bill will definitely enhance the quality of development in all disciplines from the bottom line to top, like grassroots to senior, he said. It will improve the quality of infrastructure and training to avoid unnecessary delays in various dispute resolution mechanisms. It will also help administration to run smoothly and will have several options to avoid unnecessary time lapses and bring quality time to improve the standard of sports altogether. Rugby India President Rahul Bose too agreed with Chaubey. On behalf of Rugby India, we would like to say that the draft of the new National Sports Governance Bill is a welcome step in the right direction, he said. If the final draft is carried out with rigor and integrity, then transparency, accountability, easy pathways for compliance, and realistically quick time frames for redressal of grievances will be welcome outcomes for all sporting bodies. We also appreciate the consultative approach adopted by the Ministry of Youth Affairs and AMP Sports in calling for consultations on the draft before it is tabled in Parliament, he added.